CliffCentral.com. So what is happening in the world of crypto? Well, to fill us in is none other than Sean Sanders, co-founder of Revex, and we're going to talk about the cryptocurrency market. Apparently, it broke above $2 trillion, making it more valuable than Apple, the company. So all those people who've always said, I'm not going to invest my money in crypto because companies are where the value is made. Yeah, sure. Show me a company that's gone up by the percentage points that that Bitcoin and Ethereum and Cardano and all the rest of them have done in the last while. That's a hell of a thing to break through the $2 trillion mark, right?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, this, I think it's a difficult sort of concept for people to understand, crypto, right? Blockchain, it's like a load of jargon. And it's kind of like when we entered the internet period. I mean, I was super young. Most of us are actually pretty young. But when you enter the really early days of the internet, I mean, 70s, yeah. 80s, even like, you know, late 90s, it was weird. I mean, you didn't have actual user interfaces until the 80s. I mean, that's kind of crazy, right? Like everything was done through some sort of code. And I think the crypto market and the blockchain market, when I say blockchain market, I'm really referring to sort of the decentralized finance space, everything that's going on in the background. I mean, it is like weird. It's wonderful. It's like crazy. People don't quite understand it. Mm-hmm. And I think what people need to look at when they're looking at the crypto market, I mean, sure, it's gone up a lot, right? But if you look at any successful investment that's ever occurred, whether that be the likes of Amazon, Naspers, Apple, that go through the list, at sure. some point in time, you know, it's gone through a significant growth. It's increased a lot in value, and people are going, well, is this in a bubble? Yeah, and then you look out 2 years from now, and then you're still going, well, is this in a bubble? And it just continues, you know, increasing over time. Personally, and again, there's so many opinions in the world of crypto, and I guess some are right, some are wrong at different times. Mm-hmm. But I do think that you will see Bitcoin, just looking at Bitcoin alone, increase in value and become more than gold. And if you then fast forward in 5 or 10 years' time, the tables are going to be flipped, and you're going to essentially be looking at Bitcoin making up 10% of gold's market value. Sure. Sorry, gold making up 10% of Bitcoin's market value. And that's currently the other way around today. Mm-hmm. I think that's really the big opportunity, is looking forward and saying, well, is the future going to be more digital? Yes. Do you think that we are going to have the currencies that we have today? I don't think so. I think it's a little weird, right? I mean, I always have to look at these sort of weird things we have in society where you, like, you know, you sign a document, you squiggle on a piece of paper, now yeah. you've authorized the document. You used to put a stamp on a letter as opposed to still right. put stamps on a letter.
I mean, we were talking this morning about if you were in a car accident, you'd have to fill in an affidavit and go to the police station and have them stamp it and all that stuff. I mean, there's going to be a way in the future that the blockchain can hold all of that stuff, and that will be irrefutable. It'll make it, you know, on the ledger, there'll be this entry and everyone can check it, and it'll be unfalsifiable, effectively. That's one of the applications that I think people are probably underestimating, because there's so much that we can do in terms of the applications of blockchain technology, and particularly because Ethereum will be the backbone for so much of that, that will improve our lives, and we won't even realize until we're there, except the people who started early, which is where you come in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's really the big opportunity here, right? I mean, when you saw the internet coming about, not everyone wanted to run out there and go, well, let's, you know, start an internet business, or let's, yeah. you know, do something in the internet space. And now the internet's part of everything that we do. We can't imagine a society without it. But and I think in the not too distant future, you're going to be looking wistfully off into the distance and thinking back to the days when it was normal to hand out paper money with kings and presidents and all these weird animals that we have printed on them. I think that's kind of crazy. I mean, mm-hmm. I even think the idea and this won't even be that far in the future, maybe 10 or 15 years, the idea of actually driving, having a human behind a wheel, will seem completely obscene and crazy.
And it'll be,
and I think that's the future we're heading into, right?
It'll be even
so
more bizarre.
I think we need to get ready for that. It'll
be even weirder if people still have to go to ATMs in even 5 years from now, which we know are not just a locus for crime, but it's an unnecessary thing to do. You can now send people money in
unhygienic as hell under the present conditions. I mean, you got to go and it's like a device. It's out in the open, facing the road, like anyone can use it. And it's like you have to touch it all over the place in the same exact place that other people just had to touch it. And there's no, like, obviously they can't put a dispenser of sanitizer on it because it's facing the road. It would disappear in 10 minutes. It's like you have to go lick a window to get cash now.
So, Sean, let's just talk about this bubble, because people are saying, you know, the negative people, and we'll get to the positive ones in a second, but there are a lot of people who are nervous, and they're saying, oh, you know, this Bitcoin bubble has to burst at some point because it's up over 700% since last year. But, you know, what do you make of people who have that claim and say that you should be very careful, this thing's going to blow up, and then you've put a huge amount of your money into it, be very nervous about this, Bitcoin is just a fad? What do you say to those people? Because you must meet them occasionally.
Occasionally, oh yeah, no, often, right? I mean, everyone was a skeptic until they became a convert, right? And I think if you're looking at, again, any asset, right, it doesn't just increase in a straight line. It's kind of, you know, if you look at actually Bitcoin's price chart, there's a really interesting chart out there that sort of shows the 2017 bubble, and then goes to the 2015 bubble, goes to the 2012 bubble. Mm. And there's all these sort of periods in Bitcoin's history. I mean, every asset's very similar. I mean, it's certainly every crypto asset. You've got periods, and there's sort of like the 80-20 principle that comes into this as well. You've got very short periods of time where you get a lot of the return, and then the rest of the time it's sort of just jumping up and down and not really making the big gains. And I think it's really a case of stop looking back. I think that's the most like important bit of information or education that I can provide anyone. If you're looking at a stock's performance, you'll never look at its last 12 months performance. That doesn't matter, right? I think a lot of people, certainly retail investors or rookie investors, look back at the last 12 months, 24 months, 5 years, and they go, oh, this is up 3,000%. It surely can't go up more. I mean, if you applied that logic to any really successful investment, you're going to be kicking yourself when it goes up another 1,000%. I had, you know, I've said this on the show before, in 2017, I was like, I missed the boat. I was like, oh my word, can't believe I missed out on this crypto thing. In 2015, late 2015, I was saying exactly the same thing. And I'm not saying that again now.
You feel that way?
I don't think you should feel that way now, personally. I think I'd
got into it. Now the chance is gone.
I think the easy money is gone.
Sell me on not believing that anymore, Sean.
So if you're looking at, let's just look at Bitcoin alone. I mean, Ethereum's up, I think, got a far bigger upside. And I mean, the rest of the crypto market has a far bigger upside. But if you're looking at Bitcoin currently being about 10% of gold's total value, if that changes, right? And remember, there's currently a big rotation happening where money's moving out of gold and moving into Bitcoin. And a lot of new institutional investors are entering the crypto space, and their sort of gateway drug is Bitcoin. Later on, that may then filter down to the likes of Ethereum, Ripple, and all the rest. But I think if you're looking at that opportunity and saying, well, Bitcoin's going to act as a store of value, it's going to act as a sort of store of account, very similar to the way gold is acting at this point in time. And that those tables switch. And it's not to say that gold value just declines, but it's to say that Bitcoin actually becomes a better store of value. And in many ways, I think it is better. And if that happens, you're looking at, you know, from where we are today, a good 20 to 30x return. And I think that's really the big opportunity here. Again, you know, you're not looking when you enter the crypto space, because it is such a volatile and risky asset, you're not looking at making a 10 or 20% return. If you're trading it, sure, like go to the casino sort of thing. But with Revex, what we're really saying is look out 5 or 10 years' time. You've got an entire generation choosing to buy digital currencies and Bitcoin in particular over gold. I mean, gold, you know, it's interesting, but in many respects, it is a fairly boring asset. It's not really that useful. And now you've got this new digital payment system. You know, potentially a central bank could adopt this. You could have a Bitcoin ETF, which provides so much upside opportunity, right? You've got this entire market of individuals that are having to buy cryptocurrency through platforms like Revex, and through other cryptocurrency exchanges and all the rest. And in the future, there's going to be financial products that make access to Bitcoin really easy for the big players. Currently, that's still a difficult market. I mean, there's ways that you can get exposure, but that's a difficult market. And I think when that happens, as I mentioned, I mean, central banks can enter the space, and that really changes sort of the investment opportunity.
All right. I had an email from Chris, but we're not going to have time for this now. We'll have to talk about it when we see you next time. Chris says, please ask Sean a question regarding Revex. When will they bring in a method to make withdrawal from abroad easier? The only current option is via a Bitcoin withdrawal, and the gas fees are high. So he wants to know about how that works. So we'll let you think about that for a few days, and we could talk about it when we next when we next see you. But for now, I'm afraid we're out of time. All right, Sean, thanks so much.
Great stuff.
Well, as always, interesting stuff. What do you want to say, Gordo?
Just that Jerry Good has said that he's got 50K laying in his account. He wants Sean to sort him out with a solid Bitcoin plan for guidance. I don't have 50K lying around, but I also want that plan. So where can we continue to follow up with Sean once he buggers off now and leaves us all unattractive on our own?
You can go to Revix. You can go to Revix.com, sign up for free. You can verify your ID. You can add funds and select the bundle of your choice. And there are people there who will help answer all of your questions. Just go to Revix.com for further information. CliffCentral.com.